This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Hotel Collection, bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 45% off with code MMA45. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey, fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 617.
617.
My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there today?
A little Coors Light.
See, making it happen. Ain't right. Bad beer.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It's that's pretty right. Good.
Not gonna lie. Goes down smooth, especially in this nice summer weather we have. So
fuck yeah. Finally hitting like some nice 80s, and I don't know what the temperature is now, about 70, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I like it when it's the reasonable. Mornings you can go outside and have your coffee and you're not freezing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, and then in the evenings, if you want to hang out, you can hang out and it's not too hot or muggy. Like this June right now is feeling solid, I think.
Yeah, August, just we need a little bit of rain. It's in a little, like the grass is so trash that I had to just start watering just the backyard. Front yeah. Yard can fuck all because I'm not out there. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about what my house looks like from the front. Well, to some exception, I mean, I will keep the grass nice as far as like mowing it, but everyone else's grass in front is dry. We're in the backyard more than we're in the front. We're never in the front, so.
Yep.
Got to keep it green, nice.
Splish, splash, you know?
Yeah, gardens growing. Got fucking rabbits running around. There was a litter of 8 in my garden. Now they've evacuated. Now there's only 2 little ones running around that I got to keep my dog separated from. I go, gotta fuck.
Keep them separated.
Yeah, because she was eating them ass end first at one time. Oh no, she had mauled like 3.5 of them.
Savage.
Because they were eating all my raspberries, so they, I think they were delicious. And so once you get that taste of rabbit, and like these ones are too small to get away from her, so I have to fucking like clear the yard before I can let her out. It's fucked up.
She likes that wild game.
I get it, but you know, so let's talk some UFC over the weekends. What happened?
Vettori
controversy,
Cannoneer. Which controversy are you talking about? The headbutt situation?
Well, there's a lot of shit going on, but let's just talk about the main event first. So, is Vettori's head made out of goddamn concrete? Like what's going on here?
I don't know, but you know, like, somebody's got to teach that boy some head movement. He's reminding me an awful lot of Andrei Arlovsky.
Like that.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Arlovsky never has head movement either. It's hard
head
to watch.
Movement, head like, movement.
Come on, man. You got to do a little left, right, up, down, anything. You know, don't just stand there and take it, because Cannoneer just unloaded on him for 5 fucking rounds. It was bad. And I mean, I don't know. This is a pretty exciting fight to watch, I'll say, but I don't think it's good for anybody's health. So,
no. And what was the stat? I think Tommy Toehold tweeted out. He said that Vettori has now absorbed the 2nd most strikes of any middleweight in UFC history.
Wow,
it's just insane.
And still a young guy too.
His fucking face after the fight is crazy too.
Yeah. Pretty messed up. I mean, I don't know. I like him. It's just he's got to work on some stuff. At this high of a level, he's not going to have much of a career if he keeps doing these. So,
no, you can only take so many. You can only punch the ticket so many times before it doesn't work. You can't like Chris Lieben it your whole time, you know?
No,
like fuck.
I mean, it worked for Lieben, but hey.
Yeah, because he was able to at least knock people out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then how old is the guy who was fighting? Is I blank on his name again? Yeah, I think he's 39.
Like 38, 39. Yeah.
Because I think someone was saying, how the fuck does a guy at 39 just ramp up the volume like that? Like, like the output, right? Like, it's a good question. How does he do that?
Well, I have some theories.
At 39 or 38, whatever.
Yep.
Yep. I probably have the same theories.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's doing anything illegal, but, you know.
It's curious. You're fucking almost 40.
Yeah.
Remember, I think 35 is when you hit a fucking wall physically, at least myself, training wise. And then after that, it's just managing your fucking abilities. So good for him. He's figured out something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I like Vettori a lot, like I said, but it's just, he's got to figure out something different. He's only 29. I mean, he's not going to have much of a career. If he keeps this up, I think he's just got to go back to the drawing board, maybe take 6 months or a year and really work on that head movement, work on his boxing a little bit. I mean, he's a tough dude for no doubt, but doesn't mean he has to take all that punishment every single fight, you know, it's not necessary. So, you know.
Yep. And then what other fights did you want to talk about?
I only saw highlights of the rest. I didn't really watch anything else closely. Well, there was apparently a headbutt slam that happened, right?
Yeah, I think they finally got that one right, because if it's a takedown, like, I don't see the headbutt in the takedown. Like, I watched it a bunch of times, and then the guy just fucking delivers like five or six elbows on top of that, like brutal coconut crushing elbows. And that one was weird. And then Keith Peterson fucked up one of the fights where a guy was guillotined and Keith comes over and grabs the guy's arm to see if he's all right. And when Keith does that, he forces the guy's hand to hit the other opponent and make it look like a tap. And then he stops the fight. And the guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? I did not tap out. So then the fight had to get ruled a no contest because of that. I'm like, well, at least he didn't award the win when the guy didn't tap. I'm like, it was, and of course, you know, you got Dominic Cruz on the call and he fucking hates Keith Peterson.
Yes, he does. Well, I don't think the ref should touch the fighter in that situation. I think you use verbal commands like, are you okay? I'm going to stop the fight unless you let me know you're okay or something. You can't be touching them.
No, like, and just let them go out. It's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
They have to recognize when he's out, because you don't want to have him choked out for like 30 seconds. But you could clearly see that guy was conscious. His eyes hadn't rolled back.
Yep.
Any reasonable person would have not stopped that fight. So kind of curious. It's not the first time this guy's fucked up.
Yeah. Not the best. Need to go back to referee school or whatever that is.
Seriously. And that's all I have for this fuck card.
That's all you
Unless
got?
You have anything else? Yeah.
No, I think. Oh, well, I just want to talk about, they're talking about making Chimaev Cannonier as like the next fight. And I was curious about your thoughts about that. Do you think that's a good move?
I think that's weird. Like, I want to look up the rankings now. Let's see. Because I think most people are avoiding Chimaev.
Yeah, but I mean...
So is this a UFC wanting this fight to happen, or...
Well, I think the MMA media was talking about that as a potential matchup. You know, like, that's something that may make sense. Although Chimaev, I think, hasn't fought in, what, like 8 months, 6 months?
Yeah.
It's been a while, so... I don't know. Like, I like that matchup because getting back to the title, I think at this division is tough, you know, so trying to get back to Adesanya might be difficult. So what do you do with Cannon? And his time is ticking, man. He's like almost 40. He's gonna, whatever he's doing. I mean, I imagine that there's a time limit. To, like,
yeah, I would think so.
To that.
He's about to hit the wall.
So he's got to get that in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Seems like a thing.
Yeah, I could be okay with that fight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, you should probably talk about some sponsor action.
Sponsors! If you haven't already heard, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scaped from pubes to bum. That's right, this is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partner everything they need to stay fresh.
Wow. You heard him right.
Dive headfirst into Smooth Sack Summer by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. You get the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. They have the built-in ultimate grooming bundle for your summer groomings.
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. It's smooth sex summer.
Yeah.
Get on board or get left behind.
That's right. You don't want to be left behind. And this episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performances and get that extra confidence in the beds, even the bedrooms. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
That is right. And Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. I can imagine someone just like waking up at 3 a.m. Be like, just take one of these bitches. I'm ready. When she wakes up, I'm ready.
That's so right.
Plan it, or he, depending on, you know, whichever way. Or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within just a few days. It's easy.
That's what it's all about. It's a discreet package for your package. So BlueChew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. Also just brought like to you.
That, back to the going? Show.
Oh, back yeah. to the show. We will wait till later. I'm all messed up. So we're back. Hey, what's happening?
And just like that.
Just like that, we're back.
Bellator had a card over the weekend.
They sure did.
This one was actually in Chicago. Usually they market it as Chicago, but mm-hmm. it actually was in Chicago for the first time, I think. Bellator 297. Yeah, Romero, Nemkov. Pretty one-sided for Nemkov. And it was weird because I forgot where they had the pre-fight like press conference, but wherever it was in a tall building. So maybe it was like the Sears Tower or the Hancock.
It was. And you can Google the video. He's like on the Sears Tower, that walkout thing.
Apparently
he's afraid of, like, terrified of heights.
Yeah. So Romero fucking zoomed in for the press conference and they had to do a fucking virtual face-off because he's fucking afraid of heights. How the shit does that make any sense? Are you fucking kidding me?
I get it. I'm scared of heights, but I brave them as much as I can. I mean, I don't know where my limit is anymore, but it's above where it used to be, but I can respect it. I can respect it. Sometimes, like, I watch these videos of people climbing mountains and shit, and my hands start to sweat, and I'm like having like it's real. It's a real thing. You don't have these fears. I know.
I have some, but if I know I'm not going to fall, it doesn't bother me. So, like, I don't mind. Whatever it was, the Hancock where you go up against the glass and then it fades you out and you lean over. Yep. So I did that with my family. That doesn't bother me. Doing some of the zip lining shit. The zip lining was scarier to me than like walking on the bridges they had where you can like fucking shake the bridge and you're walking across like 100 feet high off the ground. Like mm-hmm. those don't bother me. I feel more secure on that than just free balling in a zip line. So
yes,
but it seems like as I've gotten older, that fear of heights has gone up. When I was a kid, I had zero of that. So I'd climb to the tallest tree and fucking let the wind swing me and scare the shit out of everyone. Yeah. Good mm-hmm. times. So yeah, I don't know. So I understand it, but you got a job to do. Fucking get there in person, man. It's weird. That's a hard sell. Sounds like he didn't fucking want to get out of bed or something.
Maybe. I mean, I get it. He'd be scared, yeah. Yo. Which is kind of weird for how large of a man he is.
Yeah, he did not look good in that performance. And then you had Pettis defend his belt. And I think the weird thing was, too, that his brother bet on him and won a bunch of money. And I thought that was frowned upon, like betting on people. I know the UFC banned that. I guess Bellator doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, I mean, I'm always okay if you bet on yourself to win. I don't see the problem with that. It gets tricky when you're betting to lose. And it's a little wonky.
It is wonky.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. He's the brother, so I'm sure it's okay.
Yep. What you else okay? is happening? You no, okay over- just choking. Yeah. Okay over
there? Let's see. In other news,
yes,
Antonio Bigfoot Silva, in a shocking turn of events, unretires, asked to rematch last opponent because, in his words, "I know I did not lose."
That's funny. I said that last week. Before the end of the week, Bigfoot Silva will unretire, and motherfucker sure did.
You should have bet some money on that one.
I know.
I'm sure there was a line in Vegas that had that
probably. Exact and thing. Then someone had reported they were making some weird theory, which I don't agree with at all because I did a little more research, but they were saying in late 2014, after a commission forced Bigfoot to have surgery to remove a tumor on his pituitary gland to continue competing, Bigfoot was never the same fighter after that. His 1-12 record after the procedure certainly attested to it. I'm like, well, I don't think that's true because fucking USADA came in and started drug testing in 2015. And I think that's when we saw a marked difference in a ton of fighters who are super successful before USADA and then super terrible after USADA. So, but, you know, things.
Wonder things. How that works.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can just stick on this theme for a second. And I don't know if you saw the latest picture of Overeem.
Oh, yes, I did. That's funny. I was about to bring that up. Yes. He looks very skinny.
Yeah, I don't like this version of the HIV ream. It's a little bit frightening. I don't know what to make of that. I know he just tested positive, but he looks thinner and lighter than when he was like a 205er back in the day.
Do you know who's not looking thinner and lighter, though? Is our good friend Verdum. Did you see this of him in the gym doing? I don't know if there's volume. Hopefully not. Let me know if it blows you out. Here he is in the gym with his little workout buddies. And Verdum's like, "I got you. I got you." I don't know who this guy is, but anyways, here he goes. Verdum looking buff.
Looking yeah, he's buff. On all the gear now. He's like 50. Yeah. Good for him.
I mean, sounds amazing to me. I would can't fault a guy who wouldn't
do anything. No, I'm all for that. I think the older you are, the more gear you should run. You should run hot. Let Bigfoot run hot again. Put the tumor back in. Maybe that's what he needs. I don't know. I really got to fuck with the guy.
Put the tumor back in. I like this.
But this, I feel like that's a song.
It's not a tumor.
I don't know. And then I saw, you know, the PFL had, like, there were fights all weekend. So you had UFC, you had PFL, you had Bellator. There's some, I think Glory happened this weekend, too, because I think
the
ref got KO'd.
Can I show that?
Sure.
Here it is. So Collision 5 main event, right? Let me make sure there's no sound. Here he is. They're throwing down, some shit's going down, and then the ref's like, "We got to stop this." Oh man, he takes it on the chin, and he's like standing eight count. He's like, "I'm good, I'm good, I'm right back at this."
No, you're not. You're on Queer Street.
He's like, "Woof, that one got me good." He's like, "Where am I? What time is it?" Woof, it's the man bun. I think the man bun saved him. So,
and then they had to replace him.
They did have to replace him. That's okay.
And then someone got their teeth knocked out too. I don't remember what event that was at, but like five or six of the top row of teeth got knocked out.
Oh, Jesus.
But I wanted to talk about the PFL because John Jones was cornering someone.
Yes.
And then Francis Ngannou was there, and the two of them got together and were talking shit to each other. I don't know. I think there's a lot of music in the background.
Hang on. Can we show the video?
Yeah, I'm gonna. This is from ESPN.
Do it. What are they doing? They're like feeling each other.
Touching up. Each other. Because initially it's kind of respectful, and then at some point John flips the switch and is like getting agitated. He takes his hat off.
John looks fucked up.
Yeah. yeah
all right. It's always interesting with guys like this because it's a razor thin line before it goes the wrong direction, because they're both like playing nice, but there's a lot of shit happening, like with the facial expressions. And John's, you know, all of a sudden he got very serious, you know.
Yeah, you could see that switch flipped.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, like we probably want to split these two up. And Ngannou seems, I couldn't tell, he sounded smiley from the back of his head.
Yeah, so. He's always smiley. I don't recall him ever being very angry at anyone. I'm just trying to think back. I think he talked some shit when they were doing face-offs, though. I feel like he would tell people, like, I'm going to fucking knock you out. After they do those ceremonial weigh-ins, I'm pretty sure he was talking some kind of shit. But you know, it's interesting. That's a fight that's probably never going to happen.
No, maybe it will. You never know. I don't know. My prediction is it does in 2024. That's what I think.
Well, it's hard because that is a fight. I just think that we've had. Dana White has so much hate for Ngannou now. I just don't think that fight happens just because of all the hate. So we'll see. I had to reopen my fucking file here. I just closed it out. We should probably talk about some other sponsors.
Sponsors! Fellas, have you ever wished you were a little bit taller?
Maybe, yes.
Maybe you matched on Tinder, but her profile says must be over 6 foot. Maybe your date wants to wear heels, but she cannot because it will make her taller than you. Well, I got the short kings covered with today's sponsor, Kenzuri. Kenzuri makes shoes that make you up to 2.8 inches taller without anyone knowing. Look, girls, get heels, makeup, and push-up bras. Why can't men get a boost in confidence, too? We're all the same height lying down anyway, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
For a limited time only, our listeners get an extra 15% off your order at kenzuri.com/MMA. The site is already 30% off, and with our link, you get an extra 15. So that's 45% off your entire order. It's practically free. Support our show and check them out at conzuri.com/MMA.
That's right. And not only do Kenzuri shoes make you up to 2.8 inches taller, but they're also incredibly stylish and comfortable. They are not old man Velcro shoes. I could go for some old man Velcro shoes, but
some New Balance.
Who doesn't have those? You'd get compliments on your Kenzuris even if they didn't make you taller. They have styles for every occasion too. Smart, casual, sporty, you name it.
And on top of that, 30% off on the site already. Our listeners get an extra exclusive 15% off at kenzuri.com/MMA. That's a total of 45% off your order.
That's insane. So
I mean, it's bananas. Go to conzuri.com/MMA. When I want to get high, I put on a pair of Kinzuris.
That's right. Want to get high. And also, this episode is brought to you by a Ridge Wallet with the fashion new leather that I have here.
It's fancy.
With your cards and your cash. Mm-hmm. Super durable as always, but a little bit smoother. Smells delicious. Tastes indestructible. You know the gig.
I like it. It holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. There's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. The wallets have over 50,000 five-star reviews. The durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll love it. They'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
That's right. And you can go to ridge.com/MMA nuts to save 10% off your order.
Yes.
And back to the show. Hopefully I don't shut this thing down. oh, here's another one. I saw Butterbean. They said looking for one last boxing match at the ripe age of 56.
Okay.
And he wants that to be against Jake Paul. And it's insane because I had to look up like Butterbean's boxing record, because I know he started in Tough Man. He probably had a shit ton of amateur fights, but his boxing record was 77-10-4. I didn't know he kickboxed. His kickboxing record was 3-4. His MMA record 17-10-1. So he's had a fuck ton of fights. So what are your thoughts about a 56-year-old Butterbean who's probably, I don't know, 380 pounds, maybe 400, fighting a little Jake Paul action?
I think it's ridiculous, unnecessary, stupendous, but I want to see it. So they should make it happen. Just because,
well, I think Butterbean knocks Jake Paul out.
He probably does. I don't think Jake has enough power to do any, but it's,
you're not going to damage him.
You like laughing,
just absorb it, right?
What are you doing? Stop hitting me and stop tickling me in the belly. It's no fun. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's insane.
Totally.
What else is going on?
Well, speaking of insane, did you see this Tito Ortiz thing that he was on a radio show recently? Mm-mm. and he was doing a little maybe I'll play the audio because I think it's probably fine. So Florida radio host a couple days back choking him out, right? Here's the guy, he's all like, I'm gonna tap, and Tito's like, there's no tapping in this. We're not tapping. Good nighty night. So I'm wondering, is there a lawsuit pending?
Well, he's all right. If someone says choke me out, you don't get to tap out. You go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I know you've told the story of your previous office antics, right? Choking people out in your office in your previous life.
A couple people got out of line. I'm like, well, we can just grapple right now. At least I didn't knock anybody out. I threatened a couple people in the workplace, but I put in chokeholds after a little grappling and made them submit. One was a guillotine because someone tried to shoot a takedown on me. Like, that's not fucking happening. And the other one was Pete. So of course that one was more friendly. The other two were a little aggressive. So, but that's how it goes sometimes. And no one got reprimanded because sometimes you can just do shit where people don't see it and you take care of business.
So you go to the bathroom, you have like a little showdown in there?
No, I just did it right in the front of our offices was the one. Another one was in my cubicle. Another one was in the middle of like a fighting pit at the work area. There was like a pit. And a bunch of people around, you know, good times. But anyway, so there's a new fight league coming out. Let's pull this one up.
I'm scared.
This is from Mikey Thomas. He said this is a bare knuckle tournament based on a Valley Tudo rule set with zero weight. I'm gonna fucking mute that out. But it looks like we're doing headbutts, bare knuckle, like a lot of bleeding, no mouthpiece kind of shit. There you go.
It must be like a Russian thing.
Probably.
Crazy.
Yeah. I like no rules kind of shit. I feel like we need to go back to some of that. Still waiting for the Pride Rules event, UFC. The shit. I don't even know if that's in the video game anymore. That used to be fun. You Pride Rule it.
They have a tournament. New video game in quite a while.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
What else?
Let's see. Henry Cejudo versus Marlon Chito Vera has been booked for UFC 292, happening on August 19th in Boston. What do you think?
Boston. Mm-hmm. good for them. Those little guys, they can scrap all they want. They can scrap their little hearts out.
Yeah.
I've no interest.
Cejudo's like in and out. He's back. He's not. He's back. He's not. I don't even know. I don't know what's happening, but he's currently back.
Yeah, for now. And then I saw this was posted. Matt Usek, he said yesterday in Poland, which I don't remember how many days ago, but they had an MMA event called Gala Whip that took place next to a medieval castle. Like, that's always fucking dope as shit. I wish we had castles here, but we weren't old enough.
I mean, we can build some.
Yeah, but you don't have this history and heritage of
just think that. About how many people died around this thing, right? There's
like, I know, right?
Gruesome shit that happened to like protect that thing, that to make it still be able to be there. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's probably weird energy there. Yeah. Probably amps them up more. There's probably like some Mel Gibson Braveheart type shit going on.
They will never take our freedom.
Yeah, I'd come out with the fucking war paint on and.
There you go.
And see how smart they are. I want to go back to this. They have a fucking tarp over the cage or octagon, whatever.
Super smart. Yes.
Like we'd talked in the past about the amateur ones that we saw where they didn't have it, and then people are getting like second and third degree burns on their feet because it was like a black mat or something dark colored, and they wouldn't let the fighters put tape on their feet. They're like, no, just go out there and burn. This is fucking smart. Get the fight over quick then. Because even, you know how it is sometimes, even when you're walking on sand, that shit's hot as fuck. You want to like run to the water.
Yes.
You know, this is amateur MMA.
Bullshit.
All you gotta do is tarp it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else is happening?
Well, I got a gruesome leg break for you. Are you ready?
Oh, that's labeled fun KO for me.
So, Rafael Javier yes. Fighting Matush Strelastan in the Octagon 44 over the weekend, which Matush is the guy in the white. When I start playing this video, you can see he looks a little worse for the wear. I don't think he was anywhere close to winning this fight, but he was too tough for his own good. So here they are. You know, he's just hanging out, and Javier decides to throw a little kick here in a second, and you're going to see what happens. I mean, I'm sure you can guess, like, and the leg, goodbye, broken ankle.
Yeah.
Ouchies. Tough dude. What's up with all these tough guys? Like, too tough for their own good.
Or what's up with all these weak legs? Like, I don't think people have been conditioning their legs enough to be throwing all these kicks. We've seen so many leg breaks in the last, of recent, like McGregor, Weidman, Anderson,
Silva. I mean, the list goes on. So maybe they're onto something. Maybe the guys are learning techniques, but not doing the legwork, literally, you know, to like,
yeah,
protect themselves.
I remember I think every time we were doing kickboxing with pads on and we went shin on shin, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, that hurts. And we're not even going full power. Like, we're just tapping each other. I'm like, let's never do that again. Let's not do this shit. Right. That fucking, it hurts even with pads on. Cause yes. We're not professionals. I'm not out here like kicking wood to strengthen my shit up, but yeah, I gotta work on that.
Beat it with my dick.
Well, that's wood on wood, right?
That's wood on wood.
Bone dude. On wood. That's how you build a great fighter.
Hmm. Okay. I'm with you.
Let's see. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. As I say that. Oh, these are always fun. Some kind of fight. Both in and out. And oh, right geez. Through the door. A little Olay action.
Oops. Someone forgot to lock the cage.
Or they broke the cage door.
One of the two, yeah. Maybe.
And then I just got a handful of other things. You got anything else?
I have a picture of Mackenzie Dern that she just posted. Just
perfect.
Here we go. She is ready for the beach, as you can see. I totally approve of this message on Twitter. So there's more where that came from. So if you're bored, you know.
Always bored.
Head on over and explore.
Yep. And so we check on her. Let's see how Laura Senko's doing. She's hanging out.
Hey now.
Doing work. She doing like jujitsus.
Brown belt or something? Purple.
Yeah, brown, but I thought she was a black, but I could be wrong. And then Katarina Lehner. She always likes to ask, what day is it? Hump day. And then she was also doing some archery the other day. I didn't know she was an archer. So hang on.
Is that what you call people who do archery? They're archers?
Something like that.
Whoa.
She's getting the archer on.
I like that.
It's making it happen. Everyone's making it happen. And let's see. And then I'm down to Knowledge. What do you got?
You got our you left the screen up.
Sorry. I'll have to fix that in post again. I'm trying to
this has been a disaster.
The social clusterfuck.
Well, this has been my day. There's my knowledge. Okay. I'm just curious if anyone else out there has these days. I feel like most of the time I'm very technologically sound and able, but every once in a while a day comes along. It seems like from start to finish, shit just goes haywire. Like everything that I use isn't working. My phone is fucked up. Like, you know, you go in your car and just the dashboard is working all funky. And like today's been that day. I don't know what causes that. Is that some sort of
gremlins
rift in the universe or
the gremlins?
What is that fucking thing that's supposed to be causing that stuff that the people who believe in astrology believe in? Like Jupiter is in like the 10th planet or something.
Yeah, yeah, wait. Yeah, we talked about it before. When everything's fucked up, like something's in phase or out of phase. I forgot. I know what you're talking about.
I feel like that day is today. And I'm just curious if anyone else experiences this because it's just some weird shit. It's literally been nonstop. Everywhere I go where there's technology, something's wrong all day long. I don't know why. So retrograde.
Yeah, that's it.
Mercury
yeah.
in retrograde.
Yep, you got it.
Yes.
Full circle, coming back around. That's right. I've got a little, I don't know if this is jiu-jitsu or wrestling, but this is kind of like why you don't post your arm on a takedown.
Oh, geez. Am I going to throw up?
No, you're fine.
Oh god, did he break his arm?
Yeah. Like look at that.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of jiu-jitsu event this is. But
that's bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's like, I think it's broken.
Because you can see he posted it up and then it just goes off the wild side right there.
That's really dumb.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And I don't think everyone was aware of that. They're just kind of like, yay.
That's a lot of ass too. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, and then I'll close it out on this one. So, you know, this guy says a choice word to start, but we're going to have to go for it. We're going to have to go for it. I got to do a little test run, see how loud this is. Okay, I got past the bad word. And let's check this dog out.
No sound.
Oh, hang on. Thank you.
Still no sound.
Yeah, Morgan on it.
See what I mean?
Goddamn retrograde.
See what I mean? Everything's everywhere. Messed up today. It's never.
There you go.
What you gonna do when you catch them hoes in the club? What you gonna do to them hoes? Get in the hole.
I don't know what the hell's going on. That dog's doing work. He's doing the Lord's work.
Good Lord. The things you find on the internet, I gotta say, you are the master of finding these things.
I don't know about that.
What did we ever do before all this existed?
We lived our whole lives outside, pretty much. Like, that's what I remember being a kid. What are you going to do? I'm just going to be outside and fucking make up games and play sports. I think everyone was way more active. Maybe that's why everyone's fat now these days, or a lot more fat people, because you have the internet. Like, before, it was like you'd watch, there were like 5 channels to watch. Fucking black and white TV. It was way more interesting to be outside and hanging out with your friends and just doing shit than today, where you can just get lost in TV, internet, streaming, you know. So that's why. And then who knows what the food, you know. It's insane.
They're killing us slowly. Ah, but we'll still be here next week. So, you know,
that's what
they
say.
There'll be another show.
Yes. So,
that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Hope everybody had a good Father's Day. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.